Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people all over the world, Star Wars community, science fiction community, action hero community, and Destiny, no Destiny, the Star Trek community. You already know what I'm going to say. Michelle Nicholson passed away on July the 30th. 89. She is a legend. When I say a legend, she's passed mostly all the original so-called movie stars and TV stars. She's the first to open those doors for Halle Berry, Whitney Houston, and so on. And she played on Star Trek, Fourth Command at the time the civil rights movement was going on. Fourth Command, female, black woman, African American, born in Chicago. She was Fourth Command on a major TV show on NBC back in the 60s. You can hear some contact, and I'm gonna bring you some contact. Welcome to the fourth season. First episode of the Corey Whitlock Show. And we're going to talk about the legend, the golden child, the queen of TV, the queen of science fiction, Michelle Nicholson, who played Lieutenant Uhura. And I'm going to let the other people from the YouTube channels do their thing. And then I'm going to, at the end of the show, I'm going to make mine. And all you non-Star Trek fans, pay attention, because she might have opened doors for you too. Let's get with it.
Black viewers. In this original Black Excellence video, we will be featuring Michelle Nichols, the trailblazing actress, singer, and dancer. So without further ado, let's get started. 1. Michelle Nichols was born on December 28, 1932, in Robbins, Illinois. Born Grace Dell Nichols, she was born to Samuel Earl Nichols and his wife, Salish Parks Nichols. Her father, Samuel, was a factory worker and businessman who was elected both town mayor of Robbins, Illinois, and its chief magistrate.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Roddenberry cast Nichols as the groundbreaking role of Lieutenant Uhura. Gene Roddenberry, Star Trek series creator and television screenwriter, saw his groundbreaking television series as an attempt to say that humanity will reach maturity and wisdom on the day that it begins not just to tolerate, but take a special delight in the differences in ideas and differences in life forms. His casting of Nichelle Nichols as a Federation Starfleet high-ranking bridge officer and a communication specialist was part of Roddenberry's vision to create a highly progressive show that would allow him to make statements about the current political and cultural environment of America in the 1960s. Nichols proudly stood with the racially diverse cast of the original 1966 series that included a black woman, a Russian, and an Asian man. Nichols stood out as Lieutenant Commander Uhura, since this was one of the first times that an African-American actress was portrayed in a non-stereotypical role, and an African-American female at that. In fact, Nichols represented very well as one of the first black women featured in a major television series with a prominent role. Black America, and even Nichols herself, was stunned by the opportunity to be seen in the homes of Middle America on a weekly basis. Nichols' character was highly intelligent, very sociable, and very talented, often singing in the rec room and while on bridge duty of the USS Enterprise. Even more impressive, Uhura was famously gifted in linguistics and had the ability to interpret other languages. Lastly, Roddenberry wasn't afraid to poke holes in the politics and beliefs of his time. When Star Trek first hit the airwaves in 1966, it was during one of the most tumultuous times in American cultural history. The United States was experiencing the civil rights movement, draft riots, race riots, assassinations, anti-war protests, you name it. The country was in the middle of complete social upheaval, but Star Trek offered a world that transcended all of America's challenges without denying them. 5. Dr. Martin Luther King convinced Nichols not to quit after its first season. During the first year of the series, Nichols was tempted to leave the Star Trek set as she wanted to pursue a Broadway career, and moreover, she felt her role was being diminished. Nichols grew up in musical theater and felt that she truly belonged to theater, not to television or movies. Nichols was so determined to fill the numerous offers she received from Broadway that she submitted her resignation letter to Roddenberry and didn't think twice about it. Just a few days later, she would have a chance encounter that would give her a change of heart. During an NAACP fundraiser in Beverly Hills the following weekend, one of the organizers introduced her to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Nichols was surprised and delighted to hear that he was a big fan of hers and the show. King continued to tell Nichols that Star Trek is the only show that he and his wife Coretta allows their children to stay up and watch. Nichols was grateful to King and politely responded that she was going to miss Star Trek and her colleagues. She continued that she was leaving for Broadway to Dr. King's dismay. Dr. King interjected and told Nichols not only that she shouldn't leave, but that she couldn't leave. King emphasized to Nichols that she was helping change the face of television forever. She was a role model for millions of young girls and women across the country who needed to see that females and African Americans can be seen as equals. King went on in a way that Dr. King does and highlighted the fact that her role was a unique one for a unique point in time that breathed life into what he and others were marching for. King concluded that her character was bigger than Nichols and that it was key to the civil rights movement. She was the only African-American on TV as a prominent and respected character who performed in dignity and knowledge. Nichols was stunned and speechless. She thought of herself as a simple cast member, as an actress with little impact and even fewer lines, not as a role model for men and women of color. It was the first time that the importance of her role and the magnitude of Star Trek's impact became abundantly clear to her.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Following Monday, Nichols returned back to work on Star Trek and continued to play Lieutenant Uhura in every Star Trek episode and movie for the next 40 years. Lieutenant Uhura throughout the Star Trek franchise, but the scene that would change TV forever was the kiss that Lieutenant Uhura shared with Captain Kirk, played by William Shatner. It is said to be the first interracial kiss in an American TV series. The kiss scene around the world was a 1968 episode titled Plato's Stepchildren. Captain Kirk and Lieutenant Uhura were being controlled by aliens through telekinesis, and consequently, they were forced to kiss each other. At that time, interracial relationships were taboo and shunned upon by most of white America. In fact, the episode aired only 1 year after the U.S. Supreme Court declared that interracial marriages were even legal. For that reason, having a white actor kiss a black actress was highly controversial for the executive team and NBC. After the episode aired, NBC Studios received massive negative letters claiming that they had crossed the line. However, Star Trek, already known for its themes of acceptance of both people and aliens of every shape, size, and color, found that the historic interracial kiss was widely accepted across the United States. The Uhura-Kirk kiss was another example of Star Trek trying to open the door to those kinds of representation. As NBC News reported, the kiss sent the audience the wonderful message that in their utopian-like future, interracial relationships were not an issue. It's interesting that Nichols didn't herself find the kiss remarkable or intriguing, to say the least. It might have been rare in the American media and to American society in the 1960s, but there was nothing unusual about it in her family. After all, her grandfather was white and her grandmother was black. As far as Nichols was concerned, this was just everyday life. 7. Nichols' life would continue after Star Trek in other roles and capacities. The 1966 original Star Trek series only ran for 3 seasons and then went into syndication. Nichols went on to reprise her role as Uhura several subsequent Star Trek films, as well as sequels, until she was in her mid-50s. Nichols appeared in small television and film roles as well. She briefly appeared as a secretary in Doctor, You've Got to Be Kidding Me, released in 1967. Nichols also portrayed a foul-mouthed madam in Truck Turner, opposite Isaac Hayes. This was her only appearance in a blaxploitation film, and after she appeared, she swore off the genre forever due to its negative representation of the black community. For Nichols, the promise of blaxploitation, that it would create opportunities for black filmmakers to tell stories about black characters that were multifaceted, human, and complex, simply wasn't being fulfilled. In 1975, Nichols established Women in Motion, Inc., a consulting company that produced educational materials using music as a teaching tool. The new company helped serve as a catalyst for young women to pursue their dreams in dance and ballet. In 1994, Nichols published her autobiography, Beyond Uhura, Star Trek and Other Memories. In 2004, she provided the voice for herself in the Simpsons episode, Simple Simpson. In the 2002 comedy film, Snow Dogs, Nichols appeared as the mother of a male lead, played by Cuba Gooding Jr. Nichols played a recurring role on the second season of the NBC drama, Heroes. In August 2016, she was introduced as the aging mother of Neil Winters on the long-standing soap opera, The Young and the Restless.
And for this role, Nichols received her first Daytime Emmy nomination in 2017 in the Outstanding Guest Performer in a Drama Series category. Furthermore, Nichols has released two music albums over her career. Down to Earth is a collection of standards released in 1967 during the original run of Star Trek. Her second album, Out of This World, was released in 1991. It is rock-oriented and is themed around Star Trek and space exploration. 8. Nichols married twice and was blessed with a son from her first marriage. In early 1951, at the age of 18, Nichols married a dancer, Foster Johnson, who was 15 years her senior. Within 4 months, they separated, but in the same year, she bore her only son, Kyle. They were married in 1951 and divorced that same year. Johnson and Nichols had one child together, Kyle Johnson, who was also born in 1951. Nichols later married Duke Mondi in 1968, and they were divorced in 1972. Kyle followed in his mother's footsteps and went into the entertainment industry as an actor. Kyle began his acting career when he accompanied his mother to an audition for a stage play. The director saw Johnson and cast him on the spot for the production. 9. Nichols was hired as an ambassador for NASA to recruit minorities in STEM. Through her television role and appearances, Nichols would demonstrate the untapped potential of women in the field of space exploration. In 1977, Nichols accepted NASA's offer to help change its complexion and to recruit women and minorities for its space shuttle program. She would join the board of directors of the National Space Institute. NASA needed engineers, scientists, research specialists, and they partnered with Nichols' organization, Women in Motion. One of their first projects was to produce the agency's 1977 recruitment film, which Nichols starred in. NASA's affiliation with Women in Motion was really one of the first STEM recruiting organizations and would rapidly diversify NASA by successfully recruiting more than 8,000 minorities over the next 10 years. She wanted to inspire women, especially minority women, to join the space program, and she did just that. Most of the recruits she launched were minority candidates of different races, ethnicities, and genders, like Air Force Colonel Guion Bulford, the first African-American male astronaut, Dr. Sally Ride, the first American female astronaut, Dr. Judith Resnick, an African-American astronaut, Dr. Ronald McNair, and former NASA astronaut, Dr. Mae C. Jemison, who was inspired by Nichols when she decided to become the first African.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
American female astronaut. An enthusiastic advocate of space exploration, Nichols performed outreach to high schools and worked with the Smithsonian to enhance the effort to bring science and technology to kids in their classrooms. Nichols received NASA's Distinguished Public Service Award for her work and served on the board until 1987. 10. Nichols received several awards and accolades throughout her career. In addition to those already mentioned, Nichols has been honored with numerous accolades and recognitions throughout her career. One of the biggest moments she'll always cherish is becoming the first African-American to place her handprints in front of Hollywood's Chinese theater, along with the rest of the cast of the original Star Trek series. the actress, singer, and dancer, later received her very own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on January 9, 1992. Nichols was awarded the Lifetime Career Award at the 2016 Saturn Awards for Science Fiction, Entertainment, and Musical Arts for her tireless support of NASA and space exploration. In 2010, Nichols received an honorary doctorate degree from Los Angeles Mission College. She was also elected as an honorary member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated. In 2016, she received the Life Career Award from the Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Films, and it was presented as part of the 42nd Saturn Awards ceremony. There is even an asteroid officially named after the actress, the asteroid 68410 Nichols. Nichelle Nichols is a legend and helped trailblaze the final frontier in Hollywood and was able to boldly go where no other African-American woman had gone before.
We appreciate the fact that you stayed with us until the end. Thank you for spending time with us, and don't forget to like this video. Also, make sure you subscribe so that you never miss a video.
Well, I guess that video broke it down to a lot. This woman did a lot. People, this woman is a legend. She is like Michelle Obama and the vice president, the first vice female president, black vice female president, and the first African-American president, you know, and a lot of firsts of blacks. She sit right on that shelf of them. She opened doors for Denzel Washington, Samuel Jackson, probably Michael Jackson too, because she was older. She probably opened doors for him, you know, and a lot of other Motown stars. And I mean, she, I just don't know how to describe it, you know. She did what Michael Jackson did in the music community, on TV and out off the stage. You know, when I say the queen of science fiction, you think of Michelle Nicholson. When I say the black queen of television, you think of Michelle Nicholson. There's no other way to describe it or pronounce it, you know? Y'all Star Trek fans agree with me. I when I heard some of her documentaries and about the first racial kiss and all that and how it went down, I got the video she's playing. She sprang to how everything went down and how the director was so prejudiced, he had to cut and went to William Shatner and say, "You actually kiss her." And Bill Shatner said, "Yes. Ain't that what the script called for?" I mean, I'm going to let y'all listen to this. I mean, she's going to be missed, guys. When I heard that she passed away, my whole world just like just shut it in. This was just like losing Michael Jackson all over again, but in a different way, you know. And losing Michael Jackson is another description and a different floor mat. But Michelle Nicholson, Nancy Nicholson, she did the stage, the TV, the music stage, and was the first black on a major TV show. The first female black on a major TV show in 1966. Hired by a white man who used to be at LAPD. You tell me why the world cannot change. There's so many things that God gave us. So many people God gave us. Put right here on this earth. He put them here, right here, on this earth, and they accomplished the impossible. How come we can't do this in the 21st century? She did it in the 20th century, when the world, when the United States was at chaos. The civil rights were moving. War press on protesting the Vietnam War and almost annihilating ourselves because it was the Cold War and we almost destroyed ourselves. But we had the first African female black woman on a major TV show. Donald Trump, did you know that? Did you know that? Republicans, did you know that? Star Wars community, I know you were sat with Catherine Fisherman was passed away, you know. I mean, She was very special to me too, and I seen her on stream and all. And y'all know what a Star Trek fans is going through right now. And I just hope both communities come together with each other and greet each other in a respectful way. You know, I know all the this is better than that. I hope y'all put that aside and come agree with, just like the Star Trek community did with the Star Wars. When Catherine Fisherman, we did something, we hopefully a lot of Star Trek fans did too, and called up your brothers who was a big Star Wars fan, your aunt and uncle who was a big Star Wars fan, and saying we're sorry for your loss. And she was our loss. I'm gonna take a break, guys, because I gotta go get something from DoorDash. That's right, I ordered from DoorDash. I'm in the same boat as y'all. I go to work, get a paycheck. No shame in my game. But I couldn't wait to get on here and just tell y'all, tell the Star Trek community and all my communities, and I just hope the non-Star Trek fans, the non-science fiction fans, understand about this video and what she did. And now have a clear vision why Star Trek lived this long. It's going to live 5,000 more years. Because people like Nancy Nicholson want to keep it alive. Well, all the others gone. 2300. They celebrating the 2300 millennium. Nancy Nicholson and the rest of the Star Trek family, especially her, is still going to be remembered. You know? And like I said, in the Star Trek community, that's no prejudice. I mean, not one. And you saw the funeral on YouTube. I just seen the funeral.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Wrote of Nancy getting her escort. I'll be right back, and I'll tell you about that. I can't find nothing on it. I just saw the video, and a whole bunch of police calls. Oh my God! I'll be right back. Commercial break.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So I'm back, people. I had to go get my groceries and all. But yeah, Michelle Nicholson did it all. She recruited Black and Asian. NASA was a spokesperson for NASA and started the women movement thing. And it's a big loss, people. It's a big loss. I'm sorry that it took me so long, but I'm okay, you know. And I don't want to make it about me. Now y'all talk ahead about me. Season 4. This is season 4. Okay? Episode 1. And we are talking about Nancy Nicholson, the legend, the golden child, the queen of science fiction, and the queen, the golden queen of television itself. That's right. She opened doors for Bill Cosby, the Jeffersons, Sanford and Son. That's my opinion. She opened those doors for them. They all was on NBC. Some of them was on CBS. Like Good Times. But NBC had the Sanford and Son and the Jefferson. And I think had Sanford and Son. I'm not sure. But she opened the doors for those sitcoms and many, many other Black shows that came in the 70s and 60s. I mean, 70s and 80s. And 7 movies and appearing motion TV shows got all kinds of awards. Just like the King of Pop got all kinds of awards. I just got to say, people, if you look inside yourself real deeply and say to God, whatever you is good at, whatever you good at, and you doing the same thing those people did. And one thing about Michelle Nicholson, she was never on the news. She never had a mugshot. You know, she was a celebrity and never had a mugshot. And she did all those things and went through her life without getting in any kind of trouble. Major trouble, that is. I mean, maybe she got maybe a couple speeding tickets and stuff like that. Who knows? Probably we all did that. And, you know, some little dispute with her son and all that stuff. But we deal with the family. We don't get to pick our family. That's one of the problems we have when we come into this planet. We don't get to pick our family. And I'm not getting into that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Let's move on. But and I don't know what to say, Star Trek community. I know we lost a lot of Star Trek actors in the past, but this one was a major one. This one was a major one. And you're going to hear it on First Contact Day. It's going to be a special, very special First Contact Day. They probably getting together right now. First Contact Day. And it's going to be dedicated to Michelle Nicholson. That whole day is going, that whole celebration, First Contact Day, is going to be dedicated to, I just knew it. Every Star Trek star, guest star, you probably going to hear people from the music community, rappers, R&B singers coming to Star Trek Day. Bet my word, guys. Bet my word, because they probably came to the funeral. You know? Bet my word. You go probably going, don't be surprised you see Eddie Murphy. Don't be surprised you see Eddie Murphy and some other stars that you see at the funeral and at Star Trek Day and more. Guys, it's going to be a big day. It's going to be a big deal. Okay? And they probably changed it to Michelle Nicholson Day. Just for that one time. But I'm guaranteed they gonna come out. Every Star Trek star probably gonna come out. I definitely know Elwyn Brooks. You got to come out. She opened doors for you. You the first black captain in Star Trek. If you don't come to her funeral and to Star Trek Day to celebrate that day for her, I'm going to be very angry at you, Elwyn Brooks. She opened doors so you can be the first black captain. The male black captain on a major TV show. You the first two. But she opened that door. That female opened that female queen, black queen, opened that door for you. So realize your blessing. Okay? Some Star Wars film actors, remember your blessings too, in honor. Okay? Because she opened doors for you. She opened doors for you. You might not see it like that, but it's like that. So, yeah, she's touched the Star Wars doors to open. This don't take it, but swallow it, because it's real. She did that. She opened the door for you. You a black actor. You played on a major movie, one of the best movies of all times, Star Wars, and you was black. Y'all black actors know who I'm talking about. Y'all know who I'm talking about from Star Wars. Remember the queen of science fiction. Remember her. Tell God thank you for her. Because she opened some kind of door for you. Remember, it was the 60s. It was the 60s. Protesting the war. Riots. Racist. But she was coming to work every single day to work on this show. All the stuff that was going on, she can't get out of her bed, got dressed, got to work, and did her job. I'm probably going to break some rules of speak and some rules of music and copyright things, because it's worth it. Michelle Nicholson is worth it. I mean, sorry Star Trek, sorry CBS, Viacom, and Paramount, and everybody else who have a fit with copyrights. But the queen is worth it. Michelle Nicholson, Nancy Nicholson, is worth it. So the next episode, episode 2, season 4, I'm going to do some more content that YouTube channel was made just for her, old and new, when she was alive and all. Probably some of the maybe the next 3 to 4, 5 episodes. We're going to get into other contacts. But this is a big deal, guys. To me, this is a big deal. I lost one of my icons. I wish I was her son. I lost one of my icons. I'm very sad. July the 30th will never be the same to me. It's like the day my daughter passed away in June will never be the same. July the 25th will never be the same when the King of Pop died. I hate July. My daughter passed away in July and Michael Jackson passed away in June. In June and my daughter passed away in June. I didn't mean to say July. And then come Michelle Nicholson in July. I just like to say my condolences to her family, her son, and her former castmates, Walker Kong and George Trapp, Bill Shatner, and all the people who still alive work on the original Star Trek. And thank you for Michelle Nicholson. Thank y'all guys for making her safe and loving her. Y'all guys that show is what Caucasian white people should be, Bill. Because she played along right beside you. And you ain't wasn't worry in the world. Maybe you do have your little thing, who knows? But I didn't see it in T.J. Hooker, and I sure didn't see it in Star Trek. So I don't think you like Donald Trump with that racist thing. I don't think you are, because you made Michelle Nicholson very comfortable for the 3 seasons of Star Trek era. You, Leonard Nimoy, and Kelly, and the rest of y'all guys. The only woman was on that bridge most of the time. And y'all just kept like she was just part of the family. Like she was fourth in command, and y'all just treat her like a lady. You know? And the 3 years behind the scenes and in front of the camera, I know y'all took care of her. I just knew y'all did. And that's what I'm trying to say. And even in the movies, after all that racist stuff came over, and y'all came back to do the movies, what I'm going to watch now because of Michelle Nicholson. I'm going to watch all y'all movies, Bill. Yeah. I'm going to celebrate Michelle Nicholson by watching all 6 the original Star Trek movies. I'm just saying, CBS, Viacom, and Paramount, you got a day called First Contact. I just know it's gonna be big in September. This thing gonna be talked about from all the Star Trek TV shows. Discovery, especially Discovery. Sonika Mountain Green and the lady played in Picard, they really probably hurt right now. And a lot of other ladies, because they was talking about it last year on Star Trek Day. They had all the ladies on screen. I was watching the video. And all the ladies from Star Trek, from Picard, Michelle Green, and the other ladies and all, they was just talking about her. On First Contact Day last year. I think this First Contact Day is going to be dedicated to her. And most of these episodes, the first 5 and probably more, who knows, is going to be dedicated to her. And like I said, her family, y'all listening, people who worked with her back in the 60s and on the movies, including family, TV and stage, and all who knew her, the Star Trek family community, we are breathing with y'all. We had lost a mom too, a sister, an aunt, a mom, a grandma. We had lost one. We have lost just like you did. Good night, everyone. And Michelle Nicholson, wherever you at, you're free. You're free. All hell and frequencies is open. Captain Kirk. All hell and frequencies is open. Captain Kirk. Let's fly. Make it so. Engage.